Good morning and welcome to Inside Edge with me, Brian Thomas. My co-host, Luckett Peters, too, sends his greetings as we take you straight into Trivandrum, where we had a wonderful game of cricket yesterday, where the Sri Lankan women played excellent cricket. I know they lost by 30 runs. Some of us are disappointed, but I can tell you, at least there is a light at the end of the tunnel. We have to give them credit for their sterling performance with the bat, and their score of 191 for 6 wickets, despite the fact they lost by 30 runs, is the highest they've ever scored. So that's fantastic. And against a quality bowling attack like India, it's got to be credited. Now, some are of the view, well, there was a dew factor, so the Indian spinners could not grip the ball, so on and so forth. But those are things that does happen. But at the end of the day, I think replying to India's huge total of 222 for 2 wickets in their allotted 20 overs, I think the Sri Lankan lassies did a sterling job. Let's have a look at the details now. Now that Smriti Mandhana, who was out of form, made 80. And she did confirm at the prize-giving ceremony when she was awarded the player of the match that to readjust from the 50-over games that she's been playing for some time, and getting into 20-over cricket, it took a little bit of time. And obviously, she explained as to why she had been a bit of a failure in the first three T20 games. But then she is now readjusted, and the 80 she scored looked extremely good. Great nick. I mean, she's a fantastic player, isn't she? Shafali Varma, 79. But Rita Ghosh was fantastic. I mean, she made 40 runs in just 16 balls with 4 boundaries, 3 massive sixes. And Hamrat Kaur, the captain, made 16 runs off 10 balls. That's how they got to a big target of 222 for the loss of 2 wickets. It is excellent batting, and we all know that they've got one of the finest batting lineups in world cricket. But I have to make mention, Amanjit Kaur, I think I'm not seeing a fielder of that class in women's world cricket. She's small in stature, but absolutely quick, quick as lightning. And the Sri Lankans have learned a lesson. I mean, you push to her, and with the ball in hand, never ever try to steal the second run, is what they have learned. Because she's so very quick, accurate throws, very quick. Sometimes I always ask myself, with that stature, she has a man's arm. Very accurate, excellent to watch, great for Indian cricket. They found someone who's a fantastic player. Great. Right, now then, let's take a look at as to how the Sri Lankan girls fared. Harshini Pereira made 33, Chamari Attapattu, good to see her among the runs. She took a little bit of responsibility, and that was good to see. She made 52. Himesha Dulhani, wonderful player, made 29. Now she's batting up the order. And Nilakshi De Silva, as expected, made 23 runs. And she looks a player who can really get Sri Lanka on the world map, because she is a big-time hitter, a quality player. And like Chamari Attapattu did make mention, that unfortunately, Sri Lanka women don't have the power hitters, but they are developing. And what we saw yesterday was very encouraging. As far as the Indian bowling was concerned, Vaishavi Sharma, 2 for 24. I'm surprised that no team has picked up this young girl for the WIPL. And that was made mention yesterday because she looks a very, very good player. And I think that one of the franchises should have picked her up. She bowled very well. And mind you, 2 wickets for 24 in a game that had almost 400 runs in the T20 version shows how well she bowled. Excellent. Arundhati Reddy took 2 for 42. So that's it. Sri Lanka lost the game. So they have lost the series, obviously, by 4-0. One more game coming up, and that will be tomorrow. But at least there is some sort of hope in the women's cricket. I'm sure Ramesh Ratnakar will be very happy the way that the girls fared. Now then, looking at what's happening, we are all keeping our eyes open for the 4th of January in the new year, when England and Australia will play the fifth and the final Ashes test at the Sydney Cricket Grounds. We all know that Sydney has favours spinners. It'll be very interesting as to how Nathan Lyon will bowl against the English. Right, in the women's version, of course, everyone is looking forward for the women's IPL, Women's Premier League, the Indian Premier League. And that's what they've been discussing yesterday, even in the commentary box. But don't forget, come the 7th of February, is the World Cup T20 to be hosted by Sri Lanka and India. So the first part of the new year will see a lot of cricket being played. Thank you for joining us, and do have a very pleasant day as we start a fresh week. Let the peace that passeth all understanding be with all of you in your hearts and in your minds and with your families. I'll spin your record to keep you entertained for the next 2 or 3 minutes for your listening pleasure.